The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Something you didn't know this time yesterday and today's one, I don't want to say it's specifically for the guys, but it's an interesting fact for everyone to be aware of this. Once you get to a certain age, your testosterone level, the level of testosterone you produce in your body naturally decreases. And there is some things you can do to increase this, right? Some of those things include like working out, playing soccer, that kind of stuff. Well, now there is something that you can do. It's going to cost you absolutely nothing. In fact, people might even pay you to do this, and it will increase your testosterone production by 46%. That is 17% higher than like doing soccer or even taking some supplements which can assist you in your testosterone production.
Okay.
It's chopping wood. You always consider, you think chopping wood, that's a like a manly thing to do, isn't it? Although to be fair, in my house, my grandmother used to chop the wood all the time. That was her thing to do. Nobody else would get a look in there, and that woman could chop wood. She was like a woodchuck, chucking wood, but chopping it with an axe instead.
You were very brave.
The woman with an axe was phenomenal, by the way. You wouldn't cross my grandmother. So I guess her testosterone level was quite high, which might have explained the hair on her chin. However, if you want to increase the testosterone in your body, chop some wood. What you're going to do with that wood when you're living here in the UAE is beyond me, because aside from those 2 or 3 weeks in the winter when a nice fire outside is an option, I don't really see what you'll be doing with the wood that you chop. But I guess it's a skill, isn't it? You could maybe take up lumberjacking somehow. And that apparently will help you out with testosterone level and stop you having to take supplements at all stages. Because now I feel like I'm at the point in life where I require pills for all ills, even though I didn't know that I needed them in advance. You need cod liver oil, omega-3 fish oils, you need this, you need that, you need all these vitamins, you need these testosterone boosters, all this stuff that
are
I just thought...
Are you taking all that stuff?
Some of them. Just feel like you're supposed to help your body out, isn't
yeah.
that? You're not getting the things you need from your... And they also say a lot of the food that we're eating, like processed food and soya and stuff like that, can actually increase estrogen levels, right?
Yeah, so soy and other legumes can increase your estrogen level. Flax seeds, apparently, dark chocolate, garlic oil supplements, red clover, vitamin D and DHEA.
So it's about having a balance in there. And so that's what you're trying to do. So I'm off out to chop some wood today. I'll come back into the show tomorrow and be like, good morning, it's Dubai 92 with Jono and Nats. How's everything? If you go out and chop wood, same. You'll come back in. Actually, you're going to sound tomorrow. Morning.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nats.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Often we talk about what the dirtiest thing in the world is. And mm-hmm. a lot of people think toilet seats, right?
Yeah.
Mobile phones, filthy. Because mm-hmm. you touch other things, then you touch your phones. Escalator handles, filthy. Lift buttons, that kind of stuff. Something that you probably use every single day is just as filthy, if not filthier.
Where is it located?
In the office.
It's a stapler.
No, it's not. Do you use it every single day?
A lot of time. You get a lot of use out of a stapler, surprisingly. What is it?
It's your coffee or teacup.
Your teacup?
Your mug that you might leave in the office, or any kind of coffee or tea mug that you might use in your place of employment, right? Covered in germs, including fecal matter.
Why exactly? Yeah. Why?
Well,
why tell
because
us?
The big problem with it is, like, you know, somebody's cleaning your cups. You're probably using the bacteria-laden sponges or scrub brushes that are available for you to use to
yep.
wash these things, right? Instead of a dishwasher. And the bacteria transfers to the mug and can live there for days. Take your office mug home, wash it in the dishwasher, then bring it back in with you.
Use one of those travel mugs and wash it at home. That's what I'd always
have
done.
Yeah, that too. But wash it properly
just
because those can just like get moldy and disgusting as well.
Right, well, that took a downward spiral this morning.
No,
it's
just like a top tip, you know?
You know what that is? That's one of those tips for life to take into today. I love it. I think it's a great idea.
How many people just go into anybody's office, even just
Same.
For a meeting? They're like, you want a coffee and it's served to you sometimes in a mug? Oof, don't do that. Do you have a different kind of disposable cup? That would be much great.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
We have a criminal.
No, not a criminal. I mean, listen, I think at some point in mostly everyone's life, I can't just be general about it, you've done this.
Right. You've hooked me in, but I don't know exactly why.
I was decluttering. You'll be happy to know. I was decluttering yesterday, and I happened upon something from a very well-known restaurant and bar out here in the UAE that may have made its way home with me many, many, many moons ago.
What sort of a... If it's just a glass, I think that's okay.
Well, it's not just a glass. It's like one of these limited edition glasses that is known for this like restaurant. I'm talking about Trader Vic's, and I'm talking about the Tutu 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 Poke Tiki
Wait, are these
the tiki tutu tutu po? All right,
these are the cocktail cocktail things with the faces
with the
face on them.
It. Exactly, yeah. And I'm like, how is this in my house? Clearly, it was a fun evening. If it ended up going
That's
home with me, right?
Sizable.
Yeah. So, how long is an acceptable amount of time to have passed before I just sort of like make my way back to the place and go, I may have taken this on a fun night out, and here you go, it's yours now.
I would say never. I would say it's never. You're never going to go back with that.
Also,
right?
I don't think it's my fault. I think it's a genetic thing, like a gene.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because my grandmother and my grandmother's sister, everywhere we went, it didn't matter where we went, they'd see something and they'd be like, ooh, that sushi tray, I need it. Or, oh, the little soy sauce dish, I need to take that home with me. Ah, the thing that the chopsticks rest on, oh, that'll be nice at home. You don't even eat sushi at home. Why do you need to take that home with you? And so I just think, like, generationally, it was implanted. And then one day I went to Trader Vic's and I came home with the tutu-tutu-po.
I think you might be a kleptomaniac.
No, why? One thing.
It's not just one thing, is it? And I'm going to bring it up again in a second. Mm-hmm. I'm coming back to it because I thought it was something else you were going to talk about this morning.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
We've all done it at some point. Not entirely sure why. And around
have.
The room, I'm pretty sure you and Joey have done the same thing.
I don't think so. And
yeah,
also,
Joey?
You've done it more than once.
Joey, have you ever taken anything from a restaurant?
I mean, no, I haven't. But I remember
ever
once.
Ever in your life?
Ever.
Of course you haven't, Saint Joe.
Maybe breadsticks, but
breadsticks you're supposed to eat them. You haven't taken them from a restaurant,
yeah,
Joey.
I'm taking them back home with me. But I remember once Jono tried to encourage me to take one of those rings that they put on the napkins. He said it was valuable.
That didn't happen. Where did that happen?
Wait, that wasn't a thing.
I'm not going to mention the restaurant, but
was that real?
He tried to encourage me, and I said, "Well, I don't. I have no use with it. I mean, I don't need it.
But I maybe picked it up off Nat.
No,
because we went out, and there was a place where they had chopstick stands, and they were in the shape of duck feet. And when I got back to the car, Nat's like, here's your chopstick holder, and gave
because
it to me as a gift.
Oh, you know what? I've just realized you asked me to do it.
No, I didn't ask
you.
I said, aren't they lovely?
And you said, please take one for me. I don't have a handbag. Put it in your handbag. Now I've come to realize. It's you. You're the one who's done this.
I wasn't with you in Trader Vic's to take the tiki tiki pooka
thing. It doesn't matter. I don't know if you were with me at Trader Vic's when I took the tiki tiki. You know, it was a fun night. I don't remember my entourage. All I know is that the consensus and the control factor in this room is that you have tried to take us to the dark side.
Maybe I have. I don't care. I take stuff all the time.
Why?
I need those chopstick holders because they're nice and it reminds me of my night
and
out.
I'd like to rewind this conversation to 2 minutes ago when I asked you, have you ever taken anything from a restaurant? You said, no, I never have. Never.
Well, we've all done that with
and
chopstick holders.
And now you've
holders.
Gone, I do it with they're lovely. All the time.
Just chopsticks holders, nothing else. I'm not taking a glass home.
He encourages others to do it.
Yeah, I do. Others do my bidding.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Claire, you're the one who, you're effectively the one who got away. You didn't really steal, really, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we're going to call you Klepto Claire.
I didn't get away, no.
Tell us the story, tell us.
So a long, long time ago, many, many moons ago, I was at a party in Manchester with my sister and it was a black tie event. And there was lots of champagne buckets around, you know, the big silver fancy ones. And my sister dared me to steal one. So they're not the easiest things to, you know, pop in a bag or anything like that. So I popped it underneath my arm very discreetly, as you can imagine.
I can only imagine.
And then threw my coat over my arm to try and disguise it. And we thought it was the most funny thing in the world. And we were just about to leave the event. And we were in the taxi line and security came and tapped me on the shoulder and asked me for the champagne bucket back.
Oh, cringe. What did you say? Did you just go, here you go, here's your bucket, have a great
night?
Sorry,
I thought it was my handbag.
It was a total surprise that it was underneath my arm.
Oh, that's worse. Claire, do you still have? I'd be waking up in the middle of the night in a feverish sweat, being like, "I can't believe that happened." Do you still have? Oh, Claire,
well, we laughed a lot before any of that happened. So,
well, at least you had your fun, Claire. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Absolutely,
and we've definitely had our fun hearing about it. So, thank you for that one, Claire.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat,
a Dubai 92 podcast.
Carl, yours unlikely to have fitted in a handbag. What is it that you've taken?
It was a bar stool.
A bar stool?
Yeah, from a bar in South Africa. When I know we were out for one night, it was pretty late and we were pretty, let's say, a couple of sheets to the wind. And decided the bar stool was very comfortable and I just moved into a new house which had a little kitchen nook. I didn't have anywhere to sit, so I decided the bar stool was coming home with me.
And nobody noticed?
Well, but at sort of closing time, I went out the bar, walked in past the doorman, grabbed the bar stool and put it in the boot and drove off.
I definitely
don't condone it.
Is the bar stool still there?
I had it in the house for many years and I left it in South Africa when we left.
Right. I bet you it's still there. Whoever's moved into that house has got the free bar stool, which is exactly what they wanted, I'm sure.
It was a really nice wooden solid bar stool as well.
Yeah, they spent the money so you didn't have to. Love it. Good morning, Genevieve.
Good morning.
Yours is quite a sizable find as well. What did you take?
I happened to be at a brunch that was serving watermelon infused with some adults.
Yeah, from beverages. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought, it was finished, but we weren't finished. So I very discreetly hid it in my sweater, and I thought I was being very sly, and took the lift and went on to the next pub where I put it on the bar counter.
How does one discreetly transport a watermelon?
Well, maybe up your sweater looking like you're pregnant or something. I mean, how
is that
what
you did, Genevieve?
I kind of wrapped it around carrying it. It was a quite sizable watermelon. I don't know how I got away with it, but I thought it was very sneaky.
However, at least you didn't take it home with you, Genevieve.
No, I didn't.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Hi, Tony's got in touch.
Hi, Nat. Hi, Jono. Me and my wife went to Hell's Kitchen at Caesar's Palace. And I don't know how it happened, but we found a couple of the Hell's Kitchen branded napkins in my wife's handbag. Don't know how that happened.
They must have fallen in there by accident.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Let's save you some cash. Get money.
Dirham Stretcher.
As usual on Monday, we're joined by Dirham Stretcher. Check him out on Facebook and Dirham Stretcher by some on Instagram for some top tips on how to save some cash. Susan, good morning. Happy Monday. What have you got for us this week?
Okay, so this week we had a discussion on saving money on grocery shopping. And based on the discussion, we have our top three tips. So the first one is make a meal plan and a list of items to go with it before you go to the grocery store and stick to it. It helps to go after eating too. You'd be less tempted to buy more of what you don't need. The second one is find a credit card with cashback options. There are several credit cards out there that can give you as much as 8% off grocery stores. So that's worth checking out. And the last one is compare and buy online. So we have noticed that many stores are often cheaper online. And it's even better when you can find a discount code to go with it. So that's our free top tip.
That is a great one. I love the one about eating before you go so you don't come out with the stuff that you didn't require, like two extra loaves of bread that you thought, I might just have a quick sandwich when I go home. And you come out with hula hoops, peanuts, everything. And you just end up spending money unnecessarily. We all do it. That's a great idea. What have you got, and this one I'm excited about, to save money for this week? And this is a great one.
Yeah, so one thing to save cash on this week is petrol. We have been able to find a couple of discount codes that will help you to save up to 15% off Carrefour orders.
Oh.
So if you haven't heard of Carrefour, it's a mobile fuel delivery that comes directly to your car. The price per litre is the same as the petrol stations with no delivery fees. So the discount codes we found can be used for new and old users and will help you to save up to 15% off. So we have published the codes on our website, sum.ae. So make sure you get the code before your next fuel order.
That is tremendous. I honestly haven't been in a petrol station, aside from getting caught short on the E611. I haven't been in a petrol station in 2 years. So being able to save anything at all on home delivery petrol is just great. Love that, Susan. Check out sum.ae for the details. And a final one to do with the family this week.
Yeah, so one thing to do on the cheap, and we did a reel about this on Instagram, is Hatta. It's only a 1.5 hour drive from Dubai, so it's an easy day trip activity. But the views and scenery are just spectacular. For anyone who thinks Dubai is only sand, be sure to send them to Hatta. Bring some lunch, go for a hike, and just explore. And while you're there, you might want to go check out the Honeybee Discovery Center too. It's only 50 dirhams per adult and 30 dirhams per children, and you'll learn all about beekeeping and all about honey as well.
Love that. There's a video for this as well. Dirham Stretcher by Some on Instagram. Did you go and check out when you were there at the Hatta, the dam? They've got like this little village that's been built in the bottom from all these little pop-up restaurants that are down there. Was that open when you were there?
Yes, it was. It's beautiful. It's worth checking out. The food was really good and definitely a dirham stretcher.
It really, really is. And it's not that far away from Dubai either. Susan, I absolutely loved your tips this week. As always, check out the Instagram, Dirham Stretcher by Some. It is, it's just a lifesaver when it comes to plans for the weekend. You guys post some great content up there. And Susan, thanks for joining us today. Pleasure as always.
Thank you.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Here's something you'd note this time yesterday. A couple over the weekend celebrated their wedding anniversary with a party, and that's gonna be, they've been married like 8 years now, but I did not realize that this happened. A guy called Joel Berger celebrated the anniversary of his wife to his Ashley King, who is his bride.
Oh, I see what's happened.
Berger
King.
King, are you joking me? I would be like, yes, all the kids have got double barrel names. Yes, they do.
Burger King should have sponsored the whole event. They should have fed all the guests.
In something you didn't note this time yesterday, Burger King paid for the entire wedding and subsequently have now paid for a follow-up party for everybody to celebrate the anniversary, because the wedding has lasted, unlike one of their Whoppers,
so
which
now,
of course, would be demolished by now.
All two people need to do is have one last name called Mac and the other one called Donald.
That would work.
I was like,
surely still nobody's going to have a surname called Big. And then I remembered where you were going with it. Clearly, the penny
people,
is not
some
dropping.
Some people have last name Big, but
I just think
it
that was only in Love in the
like
City.
B-I-G-G.
Potentially.
Yeah,
potentially. That would be a great one. Unfortunately for us, we've got surnames. They're not boring surnames, but they're surnames that nobody's ever going to run out and sponsor us. Like, we're not Sub and Way or anything like that. So unfortunately, nobody would be likely to pay for the wedding in the near future. Great though, branding. Great branding exercise, right?
You could just run out and change your name just before your nuptials.
Only costs like 250 dirhams to change your name.
And then you're like, come on, fast food place that I love.
Yeah, I'd probably have gone for Max Power though if I was changing my name to something. I'd like that to be,
and who's
be cool.
Who's going to sponsor you? Batteries?
Someone like Red Bull or something like that. Like, oh yeah, we sponsor Max Power. Of course you do.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast. Got a taste for you.
Cheap Eats.
So Arva, what have you got for us this week?
This week we're going to talk about one of the most popular kebab houses, Iranian kebab houses in Mamzar, and it's called Puri.
I've been to it. Yes, with Arva, and the kebabs, I can concur, are really, truly delicious.
Yeah, so the first time I went was at their original location that used to be back in Abu Hail. We actually would take people there on a food tour because they also make sangak, which is a special kind of bread. I'll talk about it in a minute. But then over the years, they moved to this new location in Mamzar. It's much bigger and they've got a fantastic sangak oven there as well. And honestly, their kubide game, which is the twice minced lamb kebab, is insane. It is honestly one of the best kubides that you will find in the city.
I have to agree with her on that one.
Now this place, as you said, it looks small. It doesn't look like it's up to a whole pile. Then you go on their social media and see all the pictures of the food. The portions seem like they might be a little bit oversized for one. Is this sharing concept? What's the deal with this?
It really depends.
It depends how hungry you are. A plate
of kubide, like two thick, juicy skewers, is I believe about 45 dirhams. And I think the best part of it is, in addition to the kubide, like I mentioned, is they make fresh sangak bread, which is basically a bread that's made on tiny pebble stones. And not every Iranian kebab house has that option. So they actually have a special built oven, which is filled with pebbles. It's a special sloped oven. And they make this fresh sangak bread, which is essentially sort of crinkly and crunchy on the outside, but it's still a little bit moist with these fantastic pockets of air right on the inside.
Amen.
So it just pairs really beautifully with the herb plate as well as with the kebabs, and especially the juices under the kebab.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's what you want to do. You want to get that sangak underneath the kebab, right? Because a lot of people are like, oh, that soggy bread, I'm not going to touch it. That is the gold.
Yeah, when you
that
make
is
it
the
soggy.
Gold. No, first you get the fresh sangak, you make a little sort of like wrap for yourself with the kubide, okay? And when you're done with all the meat, you have to dive in and fight for the soggy bread underneath that has soaked up all the tender kubide juices. And people just disregard it. And we're like, rookies.
Absolutely. In fact, from what I understand, I don't speak Farsi, maybe you know the word, Nat, but there's actually a special word for that bread under the kebab, the bread that soaks up juices, because it's so important. There's actually a word for it, but I don't know what
it
is.
Yeah, I can't remember the word either. It's important, so don't throw it away. Yeah, the translation I heard recently is about, they call it the mother-in-law because she's the most important one in the family, right? Like, yeah, the mankles of the mother-in-law, because if you keep her happy, then, you know, yeah, that's what they call it.
I heard that it
it was the wife's sister.
I'm going to let you guys imagine. Actually right. It's the wife's sister, or maybe I see this is what happened.
It's the juiciest part of the family.
Yeah.
I will also just say that in addition to their kebabs, one thing that you might overlook is their kale pache, which is actually very good. It's 65 dirhams, kale pache, and it's basically boiled sheep's head. So if you're in the mood for a little bit of adventure, delicious. They're so delicious.
I don't do spare parts, Arva. You know, I don't do it.
She's a basic meat girl. Arva, it is always a pleasure to chat to you. Thank you for sharing that one with us this week. Again, it's called Corey Restaurant. If you want to go and check it out, on Mamzer Beach is where you can find it. Pleasure to speak to you today, as always.
Always have a scrumptious week ahead.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
All right, if you want to relax and namaste the start of the day, how about this? Take an orange with you into the shower. What? Peel that orange, eat that orange in the shower. What? I know what I'm saying sounds like cray-cray talk, but
yes,
listen,
it does.
Hear
and why,
me out.
Why would I do that?
Well, it's a TikTok trend, first of all, so one reason to do it, isn't it?
If TikTok says it, then
It must be true. Second of all, it turns out if you grab an orange and take it into the shower and peel it, the heat enhances the smell and the taste of the oranges. Your senses are heightened, like your sense of taste are heightened in the shower. So it's a great place to enjoy a pot noodle.
But who
or an
wants
orange.
A soggy orange, like?
Well, but it's, by definition, oranges are soggy.
Yeah, but
mate.
I don't want a watered-down, showered version of my orange, do I?
I don't even put it into your mouth, like with your mouth under the faucet. Like, you're going to be just like having a bite of the orange
while
you're washing your bits.
I know.
Like, it just makes sense. Anyway, they're saying that if you do this, it will make your, first of all, your shower experience feel like you're at a spa, because the smell will be so intense. But also the taste will be so intense as well, that it's a great way to start the day. And citrus fruit, that's why people have orange juice in the morning, is also a great way to start the day. It's energizing for your body, mood enhancing. And this is the most important one, stress reducing.
If you wanted to double whammy all the things that you just said, mood enhancing, stress reducing, have a cold shower while eating that orange.
Yeah, but that's
then
just
the dopamine levels, boom!
That's just not an enjoyable, like for anyone who's had one of these cold showers.
No, but it's meant to be very good for you.
Yeah, a lot of things are, but it doesn't mean I'm going to go out there and do them.
Yet an orange in the shower, you're like, yes, I'm here for that.
Yeah, because you can put it on your TikTok afterwards and say how cool and trendy you are and down with the kids that you're doing TikToks.
You in the shower should never be on TikTok because nobody needs to see that, let alone kids.
Talk about energizing yourself for something for the morning.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Jono and Nat at the movies.
I rarely say this, but it might be a weekend to stay in and watch Netflix, because there are so many movies that have been released there, which are existing movies, so you probably have already seen them, but it's time to rewatch them. They're getting The Hangovers, part 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, those are fun.
All streaming from this weekend. Also One for the Family, Open Season and Open Season 2, along with Out of Africa as well. There's some great movies you can go and watch. Now, if you want to watch something that's brand new, Karate Sheep is a Netflix family movie that's been released.
That?
I don't know, but I'm here for something called Karate Sheep.
If it's a sheep that's doing karate, I'm there.
I want it. It's like the Karate Kid, but instead of it being a kid, he is a sheep. That's what I think, at least. You can go and watch that over the weekend. Meanwhile, on the big screen in the cinemas, you can go and watch the brand new movie with Adam Driver in it, 65 Survival is Timeless. The title is not as catchy as one would have liked. However, it does look like it's a good flick, and it's from the same people who made A Quiet Place, which was a great movie. Meanwhile, Creed 3 with Michael B. Jordan, that is now in the cinemas. 2 hours, but it's 2 hours of your life that you're going to be saying, this is time well spent. It's a great movie franchise, so Creed 3, I'm here for that.
Yeah, and Sylvester Stallone's behind it as well, right? So you know, it's just, you know what you're getting into. Think Rocky, but different.
Yes, it's Rocky, modern Rocky is what it is, isn't it? That's exactly it. And aside from that, Just Missing is the only other one, which is looks like it's truly terrifying. And that one, I'm going to give a hard pass on it. But that's also in the cinemas this weekend.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
A bit of a life hack. If your throat tickles, scratching your ear can make it go away. Where was this life hack for the last 3 years?
Is this
serious?
Because
anytime you got a throat tickle, everybody just ran out and went and got a test.
Is it distracting your mind from the tickle, or what is it?
I don't know. They didn't say scratch any part of your body. They said in particular your ear. So I like it to be more specific. Am I scratching inside my ear, outside of my ear, the lobe, whatever, just scratch it all.
You know, if you scratch the inside of your ear, the inside of your ear and listen carefully, just scratch the inside of your ear, maybe if you want to do it now, it makes the sound of Pac-Man from the 90s and 80s.
Oh my goodness, it
so does.
Isn't
that crazy? And also, here's a funny fact that you may not have known about your own human body. It is virtually impossible for you to lick your own nose.
It's not.
Yeah.
I've done it before, and I know you want me to do it so that I look ridiculous, and then you'll put this on social media.
Switch the cameras quickly.
Zoom in.
No, you can lick your own nose.
Yeah. It's your elbow that you can't lick.
You can't lick your own elbow.
I can, but you can't.
Can you?
Yeah.
Are you double jointed?
No, I'm just flexible.
Are you? No way.
Yeah.
She's single as well, folks. 0487 155 333.
Can I tell you something else you didn't know at this time yesterday, as well as my dating life? The opposite of paranoia is pronoia.
So if you're pronoid, does that mean you don't care about anything?
A person suffering from pronoia feels that people or entities around them are plotting to do them good.
That's never a case.
Whereas paranoid people think they're plotting to do them bad.
So you think that everyone's out there just trying to wish
pronoia.
You well.
Pronoia. That's, I think, man. What we need to adopt is that pronoia mentality.
That's just been delusional. That's been because nobody's out there wishing you well.
Yeah, yeah. You should vibe like that, and what focus goes, energy flows.
Where did that come from? That is profound.
That came from the Mind Valley weekend that I just went to last week, and from Marissa Peer and the I Am Enough workshop
Give us that again. I love it.
Where focus goes, energy flows.
Get that printed on a t-shirt.
So
get them out there.
Start focusing on the right things.
That is amazing. I loved it.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat. A Dubai 92 podcast. Got a new thing now. New in the UAE.
There is so much stuff happening across the UAE this weekend. First off, Art Dubai continues for the next 2 days.
Yes, this is down at the Madinat Jumeirah, but you've also got the Sika Art Fair down in Al Fahidi Historical Neighbourhood and Bastakia. So beautiful over there. Highly recommend.
Music fans are delighted if they've got tickets to go along to Rewind, which is tomorrow at Blah Blah Dubai. It does kick off early in this one, so go and enjoy yourself a little bit of brunch beforehand. And the music starts quite early and continues right through until very late at night.
And don't forget that you can, as of yesterday, check out the Lord of Dance down at Global Village. This is through to the 21st of March.
Get your dancing feet ready for Paddy's Day. Dubai Boat Show, if you want to go and pretend like you're a baller, have a look around at some super mega yachts, which sounds like something they've made up. There's 35 super mega yachts there this year. They don't let you wear your shoes on board, but you can go and look around them, which I always think is nice to see how the other half live.
And then you've got my precious, my little precious Anthony Serkis is going to be down at Middle East Film and Comic Con.
Yeah, the tickets start from that from 135 dirhams. There's also Anakin Skywalker is going to be there, Hayden Christensen.
Yes.
Jamie Campbell as well is going to be there. And so many more. Matt Smith, he's Doctor Who. He's going to be there
as
well.
He's also Prince Philip in The Crown.
Yes, that was I knew I recognised his face.
Yeah.
Right, that continues through the entire weekend
and
as well.
And he's also in House of the Dragon.
Wow. And Fireman Sam, he's at Mall of the Emirates. He's a bigger celebrity than all those people put together, surely, isn't he? And if you want to go and check out something different with a bit of a road trip, the Saturday Market Al Ain Oasis looks like it's very cool. It stops on the 25th of March, so only a few weeks left. It is cheap as like 10 dirhams for kids, 20 dirhams for adults, and there's cookies, there is handicraft down there,
you had
live
cookies.
Entertainment, arts and crafts, and top tier biscuit.
And cookies.
There are all the things you can go and check out this weekend. A full list of these on our website, dubai92.com.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.